when I went for my little me time hour drive, like I said earlier, I was thinking about how I want to be able to regulate my emotions better, because sometimes people get too mad and they stay too mad, or they're, sad and they just stay in that place too long. And I don't want to be that kind of person that just like stays there too long and, overstays my welcome with my like sadness or anger or stuff like that, because in the end, it's only hurting you.
Welcome to the Unbaked Podcast. We're your hosts, Caitlin.
And I'm Sarah.
In this podcast, two best friends get together to share our own recipes of life, having relationships, and everything in between.
Join us while we share with you our take of the definition of unbaked. Hello, everybody.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
Good. This is so different. We're in our own homes for
I
once.
know.
I
We're
mean, I'm in
FaceTiming
my
each
own.
other.
Yeah, I'm in my own home and Sarah's at her place, and it's so different, but it's kind of cool, to be honest.
Yeah.
A
'Cause we
little
both have
different.
mics now, so it's kind of
Yeah.
feels more podcasty. I feel more real life. I don't know.
Real professional.
More
Real more
professional.
life.
Real more life.
Yeah, it's exciting though.
It is.
I
It
can wear like
is.
my PJs. Not that I can around you, but
Yeah.
I'm like, I just came out of
No.
my room. Like, I could go grab my lizard if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, it's
Like
awesome.
the world's your oyster. You can do whatever you
Yeah.
want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So,
What episode is this?
I believe this, well,
Honestly, we
we're
get.
recording in advance. So this would be like, I don't know, like maybe 14?
If anyone knows what episode we're on, it'd be greatly appreciated because we need someone who can actually like keep that in order for us. Because every time
Yeah.
on our podcast, I'm like, "What episode is it?" And I'm like, "Why do I ask that without pre-thinking about it?" Because you and I are like, "Which one is it?"
Yeah, we do this every time, every
Every
time.
single time, like every beginning of the podcast. Either way, though, welcome to today's podcast that you're listening to, whether it's the morning, afternoon, evening, week after, doesn't matter. I'm happy you're here.
Whether
I'm
you're
happy
on
that you're.
Mars or in Africa or in Japan
Or in a yoga
or
class,
Australia.
getting your nails done.
Yeah, wherever you are,
Yeah.
here we are. Wherever you
Okay.
are, there you go.
Yeah. Wait, what is it? No, wherever you go, there you are. I
Yeah.
want to get that tattooed on my forehead.
Yeah, I love that. You
Me
should. I would love that for you.
too. So I since we are filming in advance, last Wednesday we or No, it's kind of weird telling it with time because we are pre-recording, but we have a special guest. Her name's Monica. She's a wellness coach, and she specializes in nutrition, hormones, and women's health. And you guys should definitely go check it out because it's a great podcast. Like, we haven't even recorded it yet, but I know how amazing it's going to be because like I see all of her Instagram and it's just amazing. So if you're listening to this like a week after I just already know it's gonna be good. So they're like,
Yeah.
"How would you know?" I'm like, "Yeah, I already know. All the
Because
guests we
it's just
have are amazing.
Yeah. We've been so lucky. Like
We're
it's
so
been
lucky.
such a like back to back of guests, and it's been a while since we've done one just you and I.
I know, because
But
we're
I
just so
really do
excited.
like it's so cool that people want to like join in and like talk, and it's just been great. I've learned so much too with these people, and it's been awesome. So if you haven't listened to it, go check out either Carrie Green's episode, which is on confidence and empowerment, or if you want to go to last week's or I guess 2 weeks ago episode, that would be Emily Clark, and she did one on anxiety. So that's a great one. Go check that one out too.
Yeah, I love her.
And then yeah, and then this week's special guest, which you guys would already know her name, but I guess it's not so secret anymore.
Secret
But
now, yeah. We had a plan
yeah,
for a while. I think we've had this one planned for like a month now. But I remembered that someone actually contacted us through Instagram saying that she would be more than happy to be at a guest. And this is a completely other person. And I was like, man, Sarah, we need to like up our game because she asked if we had like a booking service or something like that. And I'm like, man, I don't even know. Like, all I know is how to talk into a microphone.
You just reminded me actually to do that because I know how
Yeah.
to do that, and
Okay.
I totally forgot when we talked about it, and then it slipped my mind.
Okay,
So
we
we'll
can do
do
it
that for
today.
sure.
Okay,
And then you
awesome.
guys can just like whoever wants to talk with us, just book.
Oh, yeah, we also have, fun fact, guys, we also have my college instructor. She teaches the education assistant course along with many workshops. And she's been in the, like, industry, like the school district and, like, education industry for 35 years. And, oh, my goodness, you guys, I am so excited for that podcast because she is so much fun and she has so much knowledge and I just can't wait. I get to listen to her, like, talk every Tuesday and Thursday in class and I genuinely look forward to it.
Oh, that's so awesome. Great.
And if she's listening to this, I hope she's hope she's feeling flattered because I'm genuinely pumped. But anyways, let's get to today's podcast. Like, this is something different. But it'd be really cool. I'm excited.
Yeah. So I happened to be in Indigo like last week or 2 weeks ago, and I found these cards, and they're kind of like self-awareness, self-improvement, like just like overall well-being cards. I don't know exactly. They're called tune-in cards, and they have like four categories, and I thought it would be cool to for each category do a podcast on them, because we don't know what each card says on it, but we'll kind of do it as we go with you guys. And I thought that would be kind of a good experience to just like learn stuff together. And like, it's very not the word spontaneous, but like, we're kind of making things up as we go. Like, we have no outline really, in the sense of like, these cards are, we're just gonna read them and see what they say. So I don't know. It's kind of cool.
It's going to be really fun. I'm super pumped.
So Caitlin has five, I have five, and then that will be the first part of the deck. So it's actually called the Let's Talk section of the whole deck of cards. So yeah. Caitlin, you want to take it away?
Yeah, I would love to take it away. So I actually have my cards face down. I have no idea what they say, but they have such a cute little back on them, and they're called the Let's Talk ones, which is the ones that Sarah and I are going over today. So yeah, I'll definitely start with the first one. So this one says, what's unsaid? When your friend says that they're fine, you look for context to see what she really means. There might be an unspoken quote unquote, I'm overwhelmed or I'm scared. We're used to using body language and tone for context in our conversation with others. Do you examine your internal conversations for what is left unsaid? Your racing heart might lead you to the insight you've been missing. The thought you're not giving voice to might actually be exactly what you need to address. Get curious, seek context. There are gifts waiting in what's unspoken.
Ooh.
Yeah, so just like, yeah, that's like, really listen and like listen to the inside that's not being said.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. That's really great. Yeah, I love that. Just being aware of internal self, the quietness. That's awesome.
Sweet. Do you want me to read one now? Are we going to go back and forth like that?
Back and
sweet.
Forth.
Okay. So this one says, test the truth. Not all your thoughts are true. You might know that, but do you act on that knowledge? Most of us take our thoughts at face value. We don't question. We don't investigate. It's limiting. Expand your possibilities by asking, how do I know this is true? You may know an answer off the top of your head. You might have to do some research. You may find that a particular thought is simply a story you've been told or is a story you're telling yourself. They say that the truth will set you free. Make sure you are speaking truth to yourself. I like that a lot. I feel like we're going to say I like that a lot because I feel like these are going to be really true to the point cards. But you know what? I think it's kind of one of those things too, that they're very, what's the thing? Like, you know, like how sometimes like those, manifestation cards, it's like you pick it up and you're like, oh, that's what I needed to hear today. I think that's kind of cool because we can kind of go over these and it might not really resonate with us today, but it might to somebody else.
Yeah. One thing I'd also like to add into that is, Mercury is in the microwave right now. So a lot of things are going all over the place, and it all depends on whether or not you believe in like astrology and stuff like that. But like, a lot of people usually believe in like full moons and how that can affect people. Mm-hmm. So if that's your sitch, Mercury is in retrograde right now. So all we need right now is a little bit of like motivation, some nice words to ourselves and stuff, and like positive reinforcement and
patience with ourselves.
Yeah, patience, good self-talk, because you know everything's going backwards right now. I'm gonna look up a like quick definition of what Mercury retrograde means, and then we can put that
for
in.
Some reason I love that word
retrograde.
Mercury retrograde, I love that. I don't know why, and I remember you telling me that like a year or two ago, and I was like, oh, this is neat. I want to learn more about
retrograde.
This.
Yeah. That should be like a vehicle. We should open a dealership and just have one vehicle. It'll be called the Mercury Retrograde, but it'll only drive backwards because that's how the planets are going right now.
Perfect.
Yeah, it'll be that's safe. Perfect. We'll sell it. Totally. We'll just say it on our podcast and we'll be selling it.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, like a quick definition of what Mercury Retrograde is. It's an astrological phenomenon that occurs when the planet Mercury appears to be moving.
You know what you just reminded me of?
What?
You know that thing is like phenomenon.
I just know when Kira hears that, she's gonna be losing it because she loves that little jingle.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, sorry to interrupt. That was like anyways,
that's
continue.
Okay, it happens. When the planet Mercury appears to move backwards in its orbit around the sun. This happens around like 3 to 4 times a year, 3 weeks at a time, which is terrible. And like that's like it's like a full moon for 3 weeks. Like that's how you can kind of look at it. During this specific time, Mercury is said to have disruptive effects on communication. Technology, I find, is a huge one. For example, I was doing my project today and it was just having the worst time trying to figure out how to make this final project. Anyways, travel, they really advise you not to like book a plane ticket or like do a really long distance travel because there could be complications. There's lots of misunderstandings, delays, other challenges. And a huge one that actually isn't mentioned in this one is a lot of people from your past come up, which sucks even more. Like, it could be good. It could be like, oh, an old friend. Perfect. We got together for coffee. But most of the time, it's your piece of crap ex that is like, oh, I'm just like in town. I was wondering if you wanted to get together. I don't know what exes say because all of mine are cowards, but like usually that's how it is.
That's so weird you say that. So out of the blue, 2 or 3 days ago. Yeah, 2 or 3 days. No, it was Thursday. I get a FaceTime call from my mom, and which is not abnormal. Like she always FaceTimes me. But she's like, Sarah, look, and I like look at my phone, and it was a friend that I have literally not talked to in probably like, I don't know, I want to say like at least 8 years, if not more. And she was on FaceTime with my mom because she happened to notice my mom at the coffee shop. And my mom's like, oh my gosh, we have to FaceTime Sarah. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I like, and like, I love this girl. Like, man, we were best friends growing up our whole lives. And it was so weird. I was like, oh my gosh. And I knew her, like, I obviously recognized her immediately, but it was, yeah, it's like, it's that time, I guess. It's someone from your past being brought up. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully we get together this summer. And yeah, it was really cool. Like, I couldn't believe it.
It's like coincidences almost sometimes. Yeah, like it's weird. Yeah. But like, I was reading on it, the other day, and it was saying that it's actually in the sign of Taurus because Mercury goes and like, I don't know, I'm not even into it that much, but apparently it's in the sign of Taurus. So I was like, interesting. So I wonder if it will affect Taurus is more in a negative way. But here in this article on the Today Show, it said Mercury retrograde in Taurus will be challenging as the fixed Earth signs tend to double down and act stubborn when they think they're right.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, I love me a Taurus, but that's so true. When retrograde, yeah, this planet or this placement could either be freer in thought and mindset or extremely rigid. And then it goes on to say how it'll affect everyone else's zodiacs. So yours actually says this has the potential to be a magic time, helping you understand your friends and partner on a better level. You may even want to work on these connections over the next few weeks and try to improve on them. So that's good.
Oh,
like, I love that for you.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, and that's also for Austin too, which is cool. The Libra one says you're wanting to make changes in your life.
Whoa!
Blown! I'm like going on and on to Sarah today about like some stuff going on in my life, and I'm like, ah, I don't know what to do. At this time, ask for others for guidance and motivation.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa! Sometimes it takes a village to help one's personal journey. Hopefully the positivity you will need comes your way through others' encouragement.
Oh,
see, like,
that.
You know, and honestly, if people don't believe in like horoscopes and stuff, like, at least I'm not saying like there's a little man under your bed and you should like thank him for food on the table every day. it's literally just like, this could be bullshit for sure, but like, it's almost like when I read that, I'm like, oh, it gives me like peace of mind, you know?
Yeah. And yeah. I don't think that there's any harm in like believing positive things. Like yeah. if you're going to like really dwell on everything about your horoscope and be like, it says I'm going to have a bad day. And then you like choose to have a bad day. Like, don't be like
yes.
that.
Oh my
but
God.
Like, take the good out of whatever it's given, right? Like,
totally.
Try to make the most out of it and look at the positive for those things. So,
yeah. And
like, I don't see any harm in that.
Oh, totally.
At all.
But there's the people that like, because I may have been like this before when I first started getting into horoscopes, but like I would read my horoscope daily. And of course, the negative part of it would stick with you because that's the part that you're going to be thinking about the most, or like fearing
for sure.
or overthinking about, because you're not thinking about how it says you're feeling peaceful today or a friend will come to you for advice, like that kind of thing. It's like, it'll be like, oh, but you may have family issues or relationship issues. That's like, oh, okay, perfect. That's what I'm going to think about all day. So it's like, I don't know. And I don't personally believe it like every day, like day to day, but it is like, it's kind of fun. Someone's like, hey, this is how your day should go. I'm like, fuck, cool, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but I love astrology. That's something I could talk about for a while because I just love like understanding people and like understanding the way that they act sometimes. It's not always
yeah.
right. Like I've met, you know, like calm Aries or like very, very motivated and driven Tauruses like you. And, you know, it can counteract each other. Everyone has stereotypes. Everyone's like, oh, Libras are just flirty people who, oh, blah, blah, blah. I guess I'm just nice. That's what every Libra
yeah.
says. Every Libra's like, I'm just nice. I'm not flirting. Meanwhile, they're like twirling their hair with like hard eyes. And not every Taurus is lazy, and not every Virgo works their butt off. That's just an example. But you know, but it's a cool. It's like psychology. Like psychology's so amazing to me. I love figuring out why people act the way they do, and I feel like that's just my first step. Anyways, that was a little ramble about horoscopes. Get quiet. It's kind of like the one I just did. What's unsaid, get quiet. It's kind of all the same things, like shut up. I should just say that instead. Shut the fuck up. So it says, when do you hear yourself most clearly? In order to actively listen, you have to be able to hear your inner voice. That's a challenging task in a world that offers an all-you-can-eat buffet of distractions to keep you from turning inwards. You can avoid your own company altogether if you're not intentional, which is crazy. I really like this one. You have to proactively create the conditions where you can get quiet with yourself. There are no rules for what this has to look like. Even a minute of checking in can do you a whole lot of good. For instance, Caitlin, speaking in third person, has been trying to meditate before she goes to bed, doing like nighttime meditations. It's kind of weird at first if you're not really a meditation person, but it kind of gets you out of your head and gives you that time to be with yourself, your inner self. It's great. Oh, wow. And the next line says, if meditation isn't your thing, try a silent car ride. If you don't connect to yourself through journaling, see if you can take a walk. Treat it like an experiment. Notice what circumstances amplify your inner voice and create pockets of time accordingly. That's really great.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so true because like when... You know, I actually saw this thing. It was on the show I was watching today, and one of the characters was just talking anytime. They were in the wilderness, like, with, like, four other guys, and he couldn't be silent, and he couldn't enjoy being one with nature because he knew that the second he stopped talking, that's when the flood of everything that's going on would, you know, get into his head. He thought, you know, he could just not take that time to be like, you know what, I need that silence, I need that meditation. It's hard to be alone, it's hard to be in your own thoughts, and I think that as hard as it is, it's very
yeah,
powerful.
It's way easier said than done though.
Totally. Even think about the last time you were truly like it said, think about the last time you were truly alone, quiet, no distraction, no phone, no podcast, nothing, dead silence. And you're one with your thoughts. Like, we don't do that anymore. We really don't.
Actually, funny thing that we're actually saying this is I did that today.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is all speaking to me because I've had some stuff going on, as everyone does. And I'm like, I just need a second to disconnect. So I went for like an hour drive and I barely had any music on, put a Mumford and Sons playlist on,
of course, getting in that vibe because it was raining out and it's foggy and stuff like that. But then I sat at a beach for like, I don't know, maybe like 20 minutes. And I just wrote down a whole bunch of things I wanted to work on.
That's awesome.
For myself. I mean, it sucked because I didn't feel great today, but it's also, it's like a push kind of thing. Like I made sure I wrote down things that were things that I wanted to work on if I do end up going back into therapy, which I would love to, but shit's expensive.
Yeah, shit's expensive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For sure.
But it's so good to just like sit there. But what I was going to say is it's so funny that we all say that and we're like, oh, it's all important. But I was literally FaceTiming my friend Kelsey the other day on, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, like the day that Austin left up for work. And her and I were on FaceTime for 4.5 hours. Not just like chit-chatting or anything. We were just like there because we were like, I don't want to stop talking or like end the phone call because the second I'm sitting there in my own thoughts is scary. And I don't usually have that, but I actually had the anxiety of, you know, scary. It can be a scary place there.
Like if you're not mentally okay in that moment, it's, yeah, you have to find those coping mechanisms, you know? So that one.
I'm never
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I hope you are, but I know. It's tough. Life is tough, man.
Life is rocks right now. No, not rocks as in like it's good. It's just rocky. That was a terrible term.
Life is rocks. Like, what do you mean?
Life is a rock. I love that song. Anyways, so that was a great one. I like that getting quiet thing. It's really important to, you know, become more aware of your insides.
Become more aware of your insides.
And, like, I mean, honestly, that can go many ways, like nutrition and stuff too. But like, ideally, your mind and being there for yourself. Yeah,
your mind is the beginning of it all. So if you know, you got to make sure you're okay and mentally have those check-ins on yourself. And you know what? If I think that card kind of goes with a discretion. Like if you're not in like the best place and you're like, no, I can't fathom being alone and my thoughts is dangerous, then like definitely find that person to talk to and, you know, reach out and get the help you need. But you know, if you're like, I want to like personally heal myself or like do like internal thoughts and like try to like really manifest like positivity, like if you can really if you know you can go into that and being like, this is why I'm doing it, like I want to manifest positivity, I want to manifest health and like those kind of things, I think that that's important. And I think that's, you know, it's like your cousin Carrie was saying, right? You can talk to your plants and your water and the things that are around you because there is power in words. So that is a good place to be in when you're thinking like that, you know?
Yeah.
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 Exactly. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
It's my turn
to pull a card.
Yeah.
Which is great.
So this one says active listening. Think about the most engaging conversation you've ever had. You know, the lean forward, head nodding, hours feel like minutes kind of conversation. The undercurrent of these exchanges is active listening. This kind of listening is almost a mindfulness practice. Oh, that's interesting. I've never heard that term before. All participants are rooted in the present moment and what is being said rather than trying to find the perfect comeback. We often think about active listening in context of talking with others, but the same principles can apply when we're talking with ourselves. Listen to understand. Let go of your agenda, your should, in quotes, reasons why. Then watch your internal conversations deepen. Active listening allows you to address what is rather than your idea of what is. I don't like that last part.
It's an interesting last part for sure.
So let me read it one more time, the last part.
Okay.
Then watch your internal conversations deepen. Active listening allows you to address what is rather than your idea of what is. What? There's no commas or anything.
We're like flabbergasted by this one sentence.
What? Okay. Do you get that?
Well, wait. Say it one more time.
Okay. Then watch your internal conversations deepen. Active listening allows you to address what is rather than your idea of what is. There's no, but, the, but there's maybe, no commas.
Maybe
there's,
they need to say what isn't.
Yeah.
But it was like a typo.
I really think so. I'm like, this is not me. This just, this is like how, that's interesting. So let's just like veto the last section. But what do you think about that card?
No, I like that. You said that mindfulness practice, you had never really heard that before. And I thought that was something we could bring up because I think that's great. So when you think mindful practice, it involves in like intentionally focusing on your attention on the present moment without judgment or distraction. This can be done like when you're listening to someone tell about their life, about a story, about drama. And this could, like, you'll be paying attention to your breath, your body, your thoughts, your surroundings. And by practicing mindfulness, you can increase your awareness of your thoughts and feelings, reduce stress, anxiety, blah, blah, blah. But all in all, when you think of it, like for someone who has ADHD, this is a huge thing for me because when someone's having a conversation with me, I have a really hard time not thinking about the next thing that I'm going to say because I'm so focused on like getting excited and being like, oh my gosh, I'm going to add to that. I'm going to add to that. I'm going to add to that. Instead of just being like, okay, I need to like breathe and be a good listener. And that's really hard for people. And practicing mindfulness is a perfect way to start.
That's true. That's very true. Like one thing my grandpa always used to say was, is to always ask questions. And especially like if you're one of those people that you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go out and I'm going to talk to people that I'm not really sure of or know. And you're like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? And instead of being in your agenda, you're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It's like when you can really like be present, like they were also saying in this card, like listen to understand, like be present in that, like with that other person too, and it's and ask them more questions, and then the whole conversation goes so much better.
Totally. I love that, and it's so important to like be a good listener, you know. And like I've learned that not only with just trying to become better at that with my ADHD, but actually in school I've learned that like you really just need to listen. Because all these, like, if you guys don't know, I'm in school to be an education assistant. And you really just got to listen. You got to listen to the kids. You have to listen to their struggles, challenges, everything like that. Like, you can't just immediately be like, I can fix that. You have to listen. And the best thing anyone can do is be a good listener. Because it just creates so much more, I don't know, just so much good things for you when you can actually sit back and be an empathetic, respectful listener.
I really like the line, like, all participants are rooted in the present moment and what is being said rather than trying to find the perfect comeback.
Exactly.
That's exactly. Super, super important to be with, like you just said, like, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, but I feel bad for all those ADHDers out there because, oh my goodness, it's impossible have a conversation with someone when you're actually like super engaged because you keep all these thoughts of things that you want to talk about too are coming up. And it's not that you're not purposely not listening to them, because you are, but your brain's also one side of it is like, oh, I have to remember that one thing I want to tell them. And it just, yeah, when you're having a conversation with someone as someone with ADHD, you're having also an inner conversation with yourself, and it's crazy. So have some empathy for us.
For sure, for sure. Like, we have to. 100%.
Yeah. Okay,
well, it's your turn.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny. So the last card I just did was get quiet, and then the one I just got now is get loud.
Oh, perfect!
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's gonna be like, what do I need to do? Honestly, like, you're giving me mixed signals.
Yeah, exactly. Next one, mine's gonna be now. Yeah, because mine was, like, inner thoughts. And then now, or what was my last one? No, I only did two. Yeah. Never mind. Mine don't coincide really well. It's test the truth and the act of listening. Never
Mine's
mind.
Mine's just counteracting.
Yours are bang on. Yeah.
They're counteracting. Yeah. It's, yeah. But, so yeah, it says get loud. After you've gotten quiet, get loud.
Correct.
Talking to yourself out loud is not only totally normal, it's also a useful tool. And if my mom can hear this, just listen to me say that one more time. Talking to yourself out loud is totally normal. Because I know a lot of people do that, and my mom is guilty for sure. The work of speaking gives you a little extra time to process, because I know that lots of people can't process their emotions or feelings or anything until they've actually talked about it out loud, so that's really important. And that's going to work wonders when your mind is racing. Think of verbalizing your inner dialogue as sorting a machine for your jumbled thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think this is like so wild that we were just talking about my ADHD and now this thought is about cluttering your mind.
Yeah.
You may feel like you're mentally being pulled in many directions, but you can only say one thing at a time. This is especially helpful when you're experiencing a lot of internal noise and when you're faced with challenging tasks. Speak up to gain clarity.
Ooh,
it's a good one. So
that's so cool. Yeah. I love the like to what was it, to organize your mind, speak out loud to organize your mind.
Yeah, like that is great. So I say that they're counteracting each other, but at the same time they're not, because technically you do have to get quiet to get loud with yourself as well, because if you don't know and you can't get quiet with yourself and figure out all these feelings and emotions and thoughts that you're dealing with, you can't process them.
Yeah, it's like yin yang.
Exactly. Because the first step of figuring out a problem is admitting it and accepting it. And then you can process it and end up figuring it out. So actually that worked perfectly. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that did. Like, talking about your emotions is hard when you bottle things up, because you do feel like you're going crazy in a way, right? You feel like you're, you know, is this normal? Am I supposed to feel these feelings? Like, is this okay? And I hate that feeling when you just, I think that inner work has to be also balanced out with outer.
Yeah, totally.
You know,
totally.
Quietness with loudness, because you know, you don't need to go to a mountain and scream it, but like, you know, I mean, like
you can
if that helps.
Yeah. Like, I know a lot of people, like for me, like a lot of the time I have to talk it out with someone else and then I will feel better.
Totally. Like, my sister's like that too.
Yeah, I'll internally like know and figure it out in my head. And then once I actually talk out loud about it, like I actually did with Sarah today, I was at her house earlier and I was going through some stuff and I just word vomited all over the table, and I feel so much better since I did it. And it's just that little. And that's why it's another thing is to be a good listener. And that's what Sarah is. So I'm very grateful. Aww,
thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. My next card's great, but I forgot. You got to do yours.
It's my turn now.
Yeah.
Interesting. So this is, I guess this card had a two part to it. So this is active listening continued. Oh, cool. Okay. Maybe this will make more sense with the whole last piece of conversation.
The what is and then the what is not, what is and then is.
So it says, as you get used to being in conversation with yourself, start to sprinkle the question, why? Those three letters can add to an incredible amount of depth. Asking why forces you to clarify your motives, acknowledge your assumptions, and admit that you might need more information. The question becomes even more potent when you ask it more than once. Let why guide one of your internal conversations. Ask it over and over again, then ask it one more time and see where you end up.
That's awesome. That's like repeating affirmations to yourself in the morning. Like, it's only going to stick if you say it a bunch of times, and that's just how people's brain work. That's an amazing question. And when you were saying that, I was thinking, of course, because my brain thinks a million other things at the same time. If you're struggling with something, like an everyday thing, like, like say you hate your job, or you hate your hair, or you hate how you look, or you hate how you feel, et cetera, et cetera. One thing that would be a great practice every day is saying, why do I feel this way? And just continue to ask yourself why until you actually get to the root of it. And then that will bring you to the destination of figuring out the process to get through it.
No, I love that. That was a big so word. True.
I don't know where destination came out of my mouth. Like, I don't even know where that came from.
Oh, that's awesome. No, that's really, really good. I like that a lot. Why? Why?
I don't know why I thought you purposely spelled it wrong, and my brain's like, wait, that's actually how you spell it.
I know.
I am baffled every day of the English language.
Oh, it's so weird. Especially when you look at a word once over and if you look at a word over and over again, not once.
Yeah, but are you ever texting someone and you're like, that does not look like a right word, but it is how you spell it. Like, specific. Like, that's so weird. I hate that.
Definitely.
And, like, necessary. Like, I hate that one. I was talking to my coworker, and I think there's another word like this. You might have to remind me if you know it. But there's three ways to spell scent.
Scent as in the smell, scent as in the penny, and scent or sense as in like make sense.
And I'm or, like, how or scent one... as in like I sent a package.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like S-E-N-T.
Yeah. Like I
and
don't...
then C-E-N-T. And then
how did we learn this?
Yeah, like
how did we learn
or,
this?
Or there, you know, like two, like there's so many twos, like
yeah.
I know.
Seriously.
I know. You know the one word though that I always I can never just spell it without saying this is big elephants can always use some exercise. Because
really?
I can never say it without saying that term.
Dude, I've never even heard that term.
Really? That was like in kindergarten, I remember
yeah,
learning
no,
that.
Mine was different. I struggle with lots of words. I can't really think of them right now, but necessary is definitely one of them. I have a hard time. I had the hardest time when I first started working as a receptionist spelling, unfortunately. And I rewrote it, like practiced it every single day without using autocorrect. And then now I never mess it up.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Just practicing because
you're
it,
like, unfortunately, always... I'm gonna have to schedule your account.
Yeah,
your
unfortunately,
appointment.
Yeah. I say it literally every day because everyone's like, "Can I get in tomorrow?" I'm like, "Unfortunately, we're booking 2 weeks out."
Yes, exactly. I know. Yeah. I even remember like when like the term highlights for like hairdressing. It's like some people spell it H I G H L I T E S, or some people go like high and then lights like G H T S. So it's like. Okay. You know, there's that. There's so many different things. Anyways, we could go on forever. We could just do a podcast on the English language
Dude.
If we want.
Yeah, seriously. Like, one other little note is since I'm a receptionist, I figured I'd get this, but I literally don't. I do not understand how people are like, oh, F as in Frank, or this as in that, or B as in Victor. Like, I have never been able to memorize that. So I'm on the phone with this lady, and she's like, I was like, is it M as in like moon? But that's not the right word because no one can understand moon over the phone. And I was like, is it M as in moon or N as in Norman? And she's like, where did you get these words? And I was like, I just made them up. And she's like in tears over the phone because they all have their specific name that everyone knows. But I couldn't think of anything. I was like, M as in like what, milk or like bunny?
Yeah, it's like Alpha, Beta, Charlie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Delta.
Yeah. Delta.
And then I don't know the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
I
F
think
is
those
in
are...
Frank and V is in Victor. That's all I know.
Yeah, but no, some people can just say the words. Like
I
they're
know.
Just like Frank, Victor, blah, blah, blah. Like, and I'm like, how do you remember that? Like,
when you're probably going to like administration schooling, they probably like do essays and quizzes on it. Like, I
probably,
honestly wouldn't
I wouldn't
it.
Be surprised.
I had to print it out at work so I could reference it, but I still haven't memorized it. But I'm like, English is so hard. Anyways, my second to last card is kind of funny. If you guys heard the one podcast, what did I say? Like, let's back that ass up or something in one of our podcasts.
Yeah, you did.
This card says, look back at it. Look back at it.
Back at it.
Shout out to your body. I had to say it as like an influencer, like a male influencer.
I love that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Male
totally.
Influencer. Shout out to your body. It moves you through life and it's a great internal conversation starter if you allow it to be. Your body can help you access thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you may not have even realized are lying just beneath the surface. If you're struggling to tune in, try moving your body in whatever way feels good for you. Dance around your living room, explore your neighborhood. Do your favorite workout, stretch at your desk, let your body lead the way, twerk on someone's table, as Caitlin would do. I added that myself. As you move, pay attention to what, if anything, bubbles up. Sometimes it's a little well of emotions, and sometimes it's a groundswell. I don't know what that is. I'm sorry. The more you invite your body into a conversation, the easier it will be to hear what it has to say. Like when I run, my knee hurts. Because I have tendonitis in my knees from dancing for 10 years. And also when I twerk on people's tables, my knees start to hurt because I'm getting old. I'm halfway to 30 in September, guys.
You're
like,
a quarter.
Nuts.
You'll be a quarter.
Dude, you'll be halfway to 30 next week.
I know.
This week. Oh my gosh. Well, we're filming in advance, but like
oh, yeah.
Sarah's birthday is April 27th. So you guys will see it on their Instagram. And if you don't follow the Instagram yet, like, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah,
so,
like, come like, on, give us a follow. Like,
get a grip.
Get a grip.
Get a grip on our Instagram handle.
Yeah, man. Is it my turn? Is it my turn?
It is. Okay. Yeah.
So, I feel like we left that last conversation really quickly.
I know. You're like, is it my turn? Is it my turn?
Did you have anything else to say? I wasn't sure. You like grabbed the water and I was like, okay, she's drinking.
I was waiting for you to like say something about your body hurting or some shit because we're getting old. I bet you everyone who's listening right now is like, oh my god, they're not getting old.
Yeah,
like, they're literally children. But it's like,
we're still
man,
in our
my
20s.
Knees hurt every day.
You know, like we're just at the beginning of like our good years, which is really cool.
I've heard that the 40s are your like best years.
Yeah,
best years.
Yeah, I feel like people look their best in their like late 20s to like their early 40s. I'd say that's their prime, like people's prime.
Yeah.
I don't know why my voice sounds really like prime.
You're like, yeah, prime. This is your prime.
I think it's getting late and my voice is like, you know, and it gets like that tired.
Your bedroom voice.
My bedroom voice.
You're like, come here, honey. Oh my god, could you imagine if you talked? Could you imagine if we talked to the boys like that?
No.
Take
I can't
off
even.
Your pants.
I take off your pants. That's like Italian. Freaking Mario over here.
I know. I'm Italian, so I had to do it.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect.
Take off your socks. I can't sound Italian, dude. I want to be a voice actress here or like a broadcaster.
Dude.
And I can't even do any accents. Like, I could do a crappy ass southern accent, but it's only good if everyone else is drunk because it sounds terrible.
It like heightens up the like southernness of it. Yeah, I can't really do it. I can do like the odd British.
Yeah, I know, because we had it in our bloopers.
Yeah, we did have it in our bloopers. But that's like if I try too hard, I won't be able to. You know what I mean? Like, but like if it's naturally and I just say it.
Yeah. It's a funny story. My mom, she works with a bunch of different ethnicities. Yeah, she works with a bunch of them. And she has
she works with a lot of different people throughout the world.
Like,
there you go.
Yeah,
that's a good
way
of saying it.
And she said that she doesn't mean to do it, but like when people have an accent, she mimics their accent, and it's so fucking funny because she like catches herself. She's like, "Oh, I'm like, that is so funny. I would die laughing if I saw someone do that by accident."
So this card is Speak Kindly. Think about the last time you made a mistake. What did you tell yourself? Would you say that to a friend in the same situation? You're probably far harsher on yourself than you'd ever be on anyone else. A loud inner critic can make talking to yourself much less appealing. Who would want to engage with someone who is always mean to them? Be kind to your inner dialogue. Extend to yourself the care and compassion that you would to your dearest friend. Doesn't that feel better?
Dude, that's very similar to the one that I have next. Which is amazing because we'll connect.
Connect it. You can connect. Go right after that then if you want, unless you want to say anything about that one specifically, but I think that
connect back. I was really trying hard to find a different word for that, but you know what I mean, like I'll go back to what you just said.
Yeah, we'll circle back.
So my last card is the one that I actually have more information on, and it's called Intro, which is weird. I don't know why it's called Intro. Maybe it's like the first card of the deck. I don't know. We shuffled them.
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is actually one for me because it mentions imposter syndrome. And I've had a difficult time figuring out what that was because I couldn't really grasp the idea of how it portrays in people. But I've been kind of doing some research on it. So I thought it was a really good one for me to do. Sometimes you just need a pep talk. Imposter syndrome is coming in full force, say for your big meeting. You're talking yourself out of your next step, or maybe you're just having one of those bad days. Your inner dialogue can start to spiral really quickly in these situations. Phoning a friend isn't always an option, so you need to learn to give yourself the support that you need. When you're in need of a pep talk, it's not the time to be humble. We all have to hype each other up.
hype ourselves up. Own all that you already are and all that you can be. Over time, your self-talk will become every bit as supportive as your friend group, which is hard because lots of people go to their friend groups for like advice, support, everything, and then there's nothing wrong with that. I love that. I do it all the time. But sometimes you can't always phone a friend or get your group chat or, you know, call up someone to talk it out. So it's really important to have that inner dialogue with yourself and be able to, where I'm going to go with this, regulate your emotions, which kind of ties it all down to this. But if you guys don't know, imposter syndrome is a loosely defined definition of like doubting your abilities, and you feel like a fraud almost. Like you're always doubting what you can do, and that's pretty much it. You have self-doubt. But I'm still doing lots of research on it because there are a lot of ways of how it can actually feel for different people, and there's like a bunch of different types, like the natural genius, rugged individualist, the expert, the superhero, the perfectionist, and like everyone wants that kind of label. And then, you know, it's like it feels like you're being someone you're not, which makes sense of the imposter word, right? But to go off of like the self-regulation thing, I've been learning about it in school, and I'm also trying to teach myself it every single day when it comes up, because I really like to practice self-awareness and practice self-care as much as I can, because you can never stop learning about it. But I don't know if anyone really, like, do you know what self-regulation is?
Not really, not to, not by definition or anything. I've heard that term, but okay. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Talk about
yeah,
it a little
so,
bit.
So self-regulation, during stressful times, let's say, involves managing your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors to reduce the impact of stress on your overall well-being. This is an example that my college instructor gave us. So we all had a cup of water, and like a full cup of water, and she said, this cup of water is your anger. And she said, pick up the glass of water, hold it in front of your face, and keep your arms straight. You cannot put it down. And then everyone had their hand up for like a minute, and everyone was like, I don't really know what I'm doing. And she's like, okay, so remember, that glass of water is your anger that you're holding on to. And then she said, do you feel pain in your arm? Everyone's like, yeah, my arm's getting sore. And she's like, well, that's the point, because when you're holding on to all that anger, it's literally just hurting you at that point. Like if you're holding on to something for so long, it's really just hurting you at that point. And people don't know how to self-regulate themselves and talk to themselves when they're going through those kind of times, because they never learned how to emotionally figure that stuff out. And we're never taught that stuff either. And I think it's really important, especially as a future education assistant teaching younger children, that it is okay, and that I'm going to teach them how to regulate their emotions, especially in stressful times. I'm going to be working with a lot of exceptional children, along with every other student in the school. Everyone needs to know how to figure out how to deal with their emotions, because no one taught us, right?
No one. Yeah, I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah, right? It's a great
example. That's a really, really, really good example.
Yeah, yeah. And for, like, example today, which is cool because I can kind of go back on that today. Like, when I went for my little me time hour drive, like I said earlier, I was thinking about how I want to be able to regulate my emotions better, because sometimes people get too mad and they stay too mad, or they're, you know, sad and they just stay in that place too long. And I don't want to be that kind of person that just like stays there too long and, you know, overstays my welcome with my like sadness or anger or stuff like that, because in the end it's only hurting you. But if you guys are more curious of how to help with self-regulation in stressful times, or like just times that you struggle with, a couple good tips are recognizing your triggers. You got to be self-aware for that, but recognizing your triggers is like the number one thing, because then you can figure out how to kind of swerve around those. Practice mindfulness. So we already talked about that. Take care of your physical health. Everyone always says that you should always be taking care of your physical health. Easier said than done, but even just going out every day for 10 minutes, you know, meditating, do some yoga, going for a walk down the street, anything helps. Have a good self-care routine. Challenge your negative thoughts.
This one's a big one. When you're feeling stressed, it's easy to fall into negative thinking patterns. Challenge these thoughts by questioning, like Sarah said, why, and asking why these thoughts are valid and replacing them with more positive ones. For example, if you're thinking, I can't do this, try reframing it as, this is hard, but I can figure it out.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
You got to be your own hype man. But it's obviously so much work, dude. Like, I am so passionate about this stuff, but I am not even 10% there.
But that's the amazing thing. It's like you're just beginning, but it's such a cool journey to be able to, like, get to the best version of yourself possible. Yeah,
exactly. You can never stop learning.
No.
You can never stop learning.
That's the one thing, like, I've learned with this podcast.
Yeah,
doing exactly. It, right? Like, you learn so much.
Yeah, well, why, when you get into this mindset, or, like, when anyone gets into something that is bettering them, you get addicted to it, and then you keep growing and growing and growing, because ideally, you literally cannot stop growing. There's no limits to you growing and being your best self and feeling great about yourself. So there's you do it every day.
Exactly. And one more thing I want to say about the whole, like, cup thing too, is if you, like, really look at it from, like, a full-on outside perspective, and you're standing there and you're holding this cup and your arm's getting tired, and you're just like, if you really kind of, like, look at yourself, you're like, I kind of feel stupid. Like, yeah. I'm holding my anger, and, like, you're kind of, like, looking at it from an outside perspective too. Not like the, oh, you put your arm down, you're like, oh, I'm sore and I'm angry, and I love that. But when you really, really think of the big picture, you're holding on to it, and you're just like, you kind of look at yourself and you're like, I just can imagine looking around and being like, we all look so dumb. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, let's let go of this and just be happy. Like, then you put it down, you know, like, I don't know. I like that a lot, because it kind of can add more to the whole picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's ironically a metaphor, especially, like, when how you're explaining it as an outsider's perspective. It's a metaphor of being like, yeah, like, when you look at it and you're just still holding the cup, like, your pride's too high. You don't want to put the cup down. But when you think about it as someone who has, like, anger, and they keep staying in that anger, at that point, it's just like, you need to step back, because you are only doing this to yourself at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, isn't there, like, a scientific fact that people can only really cry for, like, 15 minutes, but if they continue to cry, like, nonstop, like, you can cry and then stop crying and then cry, but, like, having, like, a cry fest only really lasts for, like, 15 minutes or something like that, and then if you continue to cry, you're doing it to yourself.
Right. Yeah,
I've heard something like that.
Because, but I can see it being like that, because it's almost like a vicious cycle, because you could be in that mood where you are upset or you're crying for something, but you don't know exactly why. So you're frustrated. So then you're crying again. Yeah. And then you're like, so each emotion can cause another 15 minutes of crying in a different way. And then it's a vicious cycle. And then, you might have those moments where you're more silent, and you're not actually physically crying, but then you're angry, and then the anger takes over, and then you get so angry, then you cry again, and then you get frustrated. Like, and it keeps going.
Yeah.
So I could see that being for sure. Like,
totally.
It's,
I mean, yeah.
It's a big one to, like, be in the moment and try to get out of. But, like, it's definitely a good challenge to give yourself.
Yeah. Be like, everyone's different with how they, like, feel their emotions. Like, you are, like, you cry, like, so much easier than I do. Like, I have to literally push myself so hard to cry. Like, I was so sad this morning, and I was like, okay, well, I just need to go on a drive and listen to some, like, sad music or something like that. And then it took, like, 30 minutes for me to finally get a tear out. And I'm like, this is so annoying, because, like, a bitch just wants to have a cry.
Sometimes you do. And like the other day, I just cried at work, and I was like, but it was like a happy cry. So it was like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, thank you all at my work for, like, handling my emotions, because, like, I just do it. They're just like, oh, it's just Sarah. Like, no one, I mean, like, I do it, like, I don't try to, but, like, I just sometimes when I, like, that's my way of, like, feeling things, like, you know, or my way of expressing things.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to, but it just, that's just the way I do it. And I'm like, I just, like, I love you guys. Like,
yeah.
You're just a very
passionate person. Like, it could come off as, like, emotional and sensitive, but it's not. And no, sensitive isn't bad, right?
Thing.
Like,
yeah,
crying and being able to cry is such a beautiful thing. Like, I bought, Austin and I are going to Bowlby this summer, and this is my second time seeing them, and I bought the tickets, and I FaceTimed him after, and I was, like, literally tearing, and I had tears going down my face. He's like, "Are you crying?" And I was like, "I'm so excited." I don't know if I've ever cried happy tears.
Wow.
Ever. Like, I think that was, like, maybe one other time, but I can't think of it. I think it was one other time, but, like, yeah. Which is so weird. And I'm, like, crying in the back room of work. I'm like, "I'm so excited." I'm broke now, yeah. But, like, I'm so excited.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, "This is the best thing ever, but I don't care. It'll yeah, or, like, I concerts, don't care. Money will come. Money will come and go. But experiences, you know, they last a lifetime. You gotta do it, you know?"
Yeah. Exactly. Seriously. I don't care what anyone else thinks.
I know.
I mean, to be fair, I probably won't ever spend, like, over $400 on a concert ticket, like a singular one, but, like, I like bands that aren't that expensive.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's nice.
So then you're good.
Like, I don't, yeah. Like, I was gonna buy Austin Morgan Wallen tickets for his birthday, but they were, like, $900 mm-hmm. each. And I'm like, the audacity for this man to charge people this much money.
So I have one more card.
Yay! I thought we were all good.
I'm
done.
On the last.
I'm happy.
No, I guess because you started first, so it was, right?
Yeah.
Or how,
yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so the final card. This one says, "Notice your instinct. Your brain wants to make things easy for you. It builds shortcuts to free up capacity. These shortcuts need to be examined occasionally. Otherwise, you might be headed in an autopilot in the wrong direction. Think of your knee-jerk reactions as conversation starters. Sometimes your instincts make valid points. Other times they're operating based on an experience you had when you were 6 years old." Wow, interesting. You've got to ask questions to see which shortcuts are actually serving you. Lean into your shortcuts before allowing them to take the lead.
Hmm.
Hmm. That's interesting. So, But it's interesting. So these shortcuts need to be examined occasionally. Otherwise, you might be headed on autopilot in the wrong direction.
Autopilot. That's such an, that's a hole I could jump into for a while too. Could dive right into.
Yeah. Or just like other times they're operating based on an experience you had when you were 6 years old.
Yeah.
It's very specific.
Well, your brain is developing at that age, and everyone's like, "Oh, they're not gonna remember this." It's like, children don't remember, but it still affects their brain development.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't actually realize that is when children are getting to that age, no matter what, like even when they're like babies and you're like, or whatever, I don't know what people fucking say to their babies because, like, God, get me away from them. But, like, that impacts your brain growth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like talking to a plant, like Carrie said, and like you said. Like, if you talk bad to a plant when it's a baby, it's not going to grow.
No. You gotta give it... I actually talked to my plants the other day because I was like, I wonder if this actually, like... like, I really want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, and it felt so dumb, but I was like, I'm going to do this every day. And I forgot to for the last 2 days, but, like, I'm going to try.
Amazing.
I'm really going to try because one of them's not doing too well. So I want to see if it works because I just took it as a baby out from the mother plant. That makes sense. Like, it was growing beside the big plant and I repotted two ones to make, like, a whole baby, another mini pot. I don't know. We'll
so
see.
Funny.
We'll see
oh
if it survives.
Gosh. I want to make a video
from,
of you.
Yeah. Of me?
Yeah, I want to get a video of you talking to your plants.
Oh, I think you meant right now. I'm like, hi.
Oh, yeah, you're like, hi.
Yeah, I should. I should be like, hello, I love you. I'll do that every single day.
Aww.
Hello, I love you. I love you. I love you. Every single plant. I have like 12 in my house, so I'll have to.
Well, you can do it to your plants if you do it to yourself.
Yeah. Ooh, good challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should do like challenges.
That's a good idea.
For our listeners.
Yeah.
Because we had that in like the self-awareness one, I think, where we're like, say nice things to yourself.
One
guess
nice
you
thing
didn't
to yourself
do that.
Every day. Yeah,
I didn't.
Hypocrites.
Yeah, literally.
I know, we gotta do that. That's a really good idea. I like
that
a lot.
I'm constantly working on myself, but it's just in different ways. And
usually
what comes up in my life, like for instance today when I was feeling sad and stuff, I was like, dang, I really want to be able to regulate my emotions more. And that's kind of where it stems from.
Yeah, yeah, but no, I like that.
But yeah.
I guess each thing we go through causes a different, like, goal in our lives. You know, we kind of, like, put things into different perspectives every time stuff happens.
Therapists need therapists.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Like, no, like, take that into consideration. Like, the best people who can give advice. Like, even, like, Jay Shetty. Like, he's the number one self-wellness
podcast
in the world or something like that. Like, I listen to him all the time. Love him. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. But, like, he didn't just wake up one day and was like, yo, I'm very knowledgeable.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And, like, I feel like he goes to therapy, too. I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
I don't know.
Sure.
We should all go to therapy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously, go to therapy. Tell your fucking neighbor's dog to go to therapy because, like, we all need to be there.
We all can benefit. We all can benefit from reaching out.
Tell your parents.
Talking to people. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell everyone's parents.
Don't be ashamed to talk about it, too.
Yeah, seriously. Especially, yeah, men. I was listening to a podcast today, and she's like, she was a therapist about emotions. And she's like, men have a hard time because the only emotion they were ever allowed was either happy or angry. And
yes.
I was like, that's very sad.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the one thing that I'm actually very, grateful of with being a woman in this day and age, is that I don't find that I'm looked down on when I have emotions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Especially, like, even with you too, right? Like, no one looks at you and is just like,
yeah,
why is she tearing up? Like, cause, or especially people like that know you, they're like, oh, like,
that's just Sarah.
It's just Sarah.
Yeah, she's either happy or sad, but we'll help her either way.
She's gonna cry either
way. Yeah, exactly. She'll cry either way. Yeah, totally.
I will.
You best believe that.
You best believe.
Yeah, it's very sad, though. I find that men do get kind of shunned in the mental health department, and I feel like that could be a whole podcast of just talking about that, because, like, you know, we tell kids, right? Like, for instance, my nephew, and he's 5, and it's like, you know, he'll get, like, say he gets, like, really hurt, not to the point where it's like hospital, but, like, to the point where he's like scraped knee or, like, fell off the bike, like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, don't cry. But then it's like, no, like, we can't tell someone to mask their emotions, because I feel like we need to, like, as a child, he needs to learn how he best can express his emotions for his personality and who he is. He might not ever need to cry. He might not. But to tell him not to is a different, it's a conditioning, right? And that's where the problem can be, because if he's told not to, then he has to hold that in, and then he's bottling it up. So as soon as that, maybe that freedom of, like, oh, how do you feel? Like, tell me how you're feeling. Like, express that a bit better. I feel like from a young age, to teach boys, children, to be able to express their emotions when they do grow up, then they are a little bit more secure in their emotions, for one, and maybe their mental health can be impacted in a more positive way.
Yeah.
So,
totally.
Yeah.
I do not ever want to raise children, and because that's just how I am, because I just don't think, like, a lot of people know how to be a good parent. Sorry, not sorry. Because when you're saying that, it is, like, one of the main reasons why I am just so, like, angry with society and, like, everyone who has raised children, especially kind of, like, in our generation. Like, we've been told, not only since we were kids, but, like, when you think about being around a child, if they fall, you don't react. And I get you shouldn't gasp and make a huge scene about it, because then they're like, nah, and they start crying, right? Because they'll just reciprocate the kind of emotion you're doing. And I understand that. But at the same time, ever since we were kids, and ever since, like, I've known fucking people raising children, when they fall, my instinct is to go, you okay, buddy? Or are you okay? And everyone's like, don't ask them if they're okay, because then they'll actually show their emotions. And I'm like, have you ever considered why you're a fucking parent? Because I think you should reconsider that. And another thing, this is a huge topic I could go on about, because I really believe that 90% of the population shouldn't be parents. and because, like, when you say, oh no, you're fine, it tells the kid, like, I can't show my emotion then.
Exactly.
Okay,
I can't
perfect.
Show that emotion for being feeling the way I'm feeling right now.
And they taught that role to parents and to everyone else, being like, when your child falls,
don't react, don't ask if they're okay, just say you're fine, and then what? Like, so really what you're saying is you just don't want to hear your child that you brought into this world cry, even though that's what children do to regulate themselves. This is all about regulation, but God forbid your child doesn't cry. It's like, well, if you can't handle it, if you can't handle a child crying when they fall and hurt themselves, don't have a fucking child.
Well, here's exactly, no, I'm serious. Like, this is the thing. Like, we, and I'm not a parent yet, but I've been around a lot of children. I've nannied, I've babysat, I have a nephew. Like, I've been around, and I've done research on when I do have children one day, because I want to be the best parent I can possibly be, and I want to be able to give my kid the best experience at life. And I feel that saying, I bring this up like every podcast, but like saying to your child, oh, you're fine, is no different than being like, me being like, oh, I'm cold, and then them being like, oh, no, you're not. It's not cold out. It's gaslighting.
It's gaslighting, yes. Bro. You don't even realize how much parents gaslight their children until you genuinely put yourself back into those situations from when you were a kid. Like, it's sad. It's really sad. Like, oh, you're not hurt. Oh, perfect. Because you can feel what I'm feeling. Awesome. Like, just because I'm a child and I react higher than I would when I'm an adult, because I've literally been conditioned not to react when I get hurt, unless it's major, doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Yes. Children don't know how to express their emotions. This is why they're learning. This is a part of them being children and growing up, is they're figuring out what to do when a situation occurs. And it's about that. It's you know, it's, I could go on about this forever, but it's, yeah, you said it right too. It's like, that's just, you're suppressing their emotions ultimately. And they're just, you know, it's not gonna benefit them in any way.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna just have to deal with it later in life.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not gonna be nice, because they're gonna have to learn themselves.
Yeah.
But that, on that note, we're gonna actually do a podcast. We were thinking about doing a podcast when we wrote down all the names of all of the ones we were brainstorming when we first started, before we even started, about child-free, or if you want children, and like our takes, because Sarah and I both have different takes on it. We both respect each other's choices, of course, obviously, like as our whole friendship is, we both respect each other like a lot, but like we both have different opinions on it. Not opinions, but just like thoughts. But then I don't disagree with what you say. It's just not my lifestyle, and it's the exact same for you. So I feel like that would be a really great conversation for us. And I know that like some people that listen to this podcast have kids. So I'm going to be like, triggering you a little bit, trigger warning. I know, I'm joking, but like it's great, because I'm not trying to seem like I know it all. I don't want to sound like that, but like it's great because the education assistant course is ideally a parenting course, mm-hmm. because you're dealing with escalation, and like I'll say for the fucking 100th time, take a shot every time Caitlin says regulation, regulating your emotions, and you know, like everything that has to do with a child's development, I know, and I have done countless and countless and countless classes on, and assignments and stuff, and I'm like really passionate about it. And you know, a lot of people should take that course just in case they want to be a parent, because y'all need it.
Well, like, that's the thing we always go back to, right? You can never stop learning. That's just what it is, right? And I really like that, because we're always going to learn something new, whether it is when you become a parent, or whether it is because you want to be the best auntie in the world, or the best cousin, or the whatever. You know what I mean? Like, or just a teacher's assistant, education assistant, right? Like, you want to learn. And I think that there's always growth and always room for that. And I would love to have another topic, like bring this up further and kind of discuss that, because that would be cool.
Definitely. Totally. So we're gonna definitely do that podcast, but I hope everyone enjoyed last week's episode with our special guest. Go listen to it if you haven't, and I'm so happy that you're still here hearing the last part of this episode, because we always go on rambles, but
yes.
We can't wait to see you and talk to you guys next week, whether it's about what we're just talking about, or it's whatever, because we just kind of come up with it very aloofly. Aloofly,
yeah.
Is that a
yeah,
word?
Aloof. Aloof. Yes, aloofly? It is. Yes, aloof. Just, I think aloof. I don't know. It
I
might
made
be
up a word.
Aloofly. I don't know. Aloofly.
Aloofly. That'll be our, like, our new goodbye.
Yeah.
So, nothing aloofly. Will take up.
Peace, love, love.
Peace, love, love, class. Anyways, peace out, guys. See you next week.
Yeah, peace, love, love, class.
Peace, love, love, class.
Bye-bye.
Bye.